walking down the stairs with the most stunning lady who I would have picked as best dressed for the ladies today at Melbourne Cup here at the Reef Hotel Casino. I've noticed, though, there's something in your hand. So you've got your clutch, your beautiful green clutch in one hand.
Homemade?
Homemade.
What was your name?
Mead.
Mead. What's up? What's what's hiding under the other hand?
There may possibly be some flowers in a cute little vase hiding under a pashmina. Waste not, whatnot.
So you've taken home the centerpiece of the table.
Waste not, whatnot. It's going to go to a good home. It will be appreciated. And then it will be repurposed with a pot plant of some description.
They were actually stopping people from walking out with the centerpieces. Did you see that?
I may have heard that somewhere along the line.
So where have you grabbed the little Heidi blanket?
It was one of my lovely colleagues happened to have a spare pashmina, so consequently we have a little bit of camouflage.
Do you normally take a centerpiece home after a... Are you known as a centerpiece dealer?
I'm normally a wine glass dealer, actually. I usually prefer funky colour-shaped wine glasses. Is my preference.
So after a night out, you take home a wine glass?
Or a logoed pint glass or a shot glass. Not normally a kleptomaniac, but, you know, special occasions. It's nice to have a memento.